For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
9-4 in game 2. Sweep.
Is it not technically right? They swept the doubleheader. Like, when I think sweep, I think the series.
They only played 2 so far. So they swept the doubleheader.
Yeah. I'm being very Phelpsian about this.
Are
yes,
you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Let me first start with my beef about something from game 1.
Okay.
And I can't even say that it didn't work. But I wonder what it does for you the rest of this series and beyond. And you're off on Thursday. You got the Pirates coming up on Friday. But I wonder what it does. You bring up, the plan is you're bringing up 2 left-handed starters from Columbus. Joey Cantillo and Logan Allen.
And starters, that means guys that normally start the game?
That's what you're saying? They normally do.
Just double check.
That's what they normally do. Then we catch word yesterday that Nick Sandlin is going to start game one. Okay, that's that, you know, it's the theory that some teams, Tampa Bay seems to have invented it. You're going to bring out a relief pitcher and he's going to be your opener.
Okay.
All right, so that's fine. I get that. And so then I'm thinking, all right, great. Maybe you want to not expose Cantillo to the lineup, you know, for more than 3 innings. Go one time through the lineup. Maybe you get 3 innings out of him. He's pitched into the 4th in every start that he's had here and a little beyond that in one of his starts. So, sure. You know, he's had some moments where it was okay. But, you know, he's a starter, Andy. He had relieved one time this year when he was kind of trying to work his way back from injury.
Right.
But then after Sandlin yesterday in game 1, he goes 1 inning because he threw a bunch of pitches. He threw 22 pitches.
Right.
So if he was going to go 2, boom, there goes that idea.
Right.
Then you bring in Eli Morgan. Eli throws 2 innings.
Okay.
Then you bring in Scott Barlow. This is game 1 of a 4-game series against the team that you're ahead of. For a bullpen that's been worked like crazy this year. And, you know, everybody's fear is, oh, boy, we don't want to get those guys out there too often.
Right.
So you're through 5 innings, you've already thrown 3 guys out of your bullpen.
Yep.
Then you bring in Gillespie, who you dispatched after the game, and he went back to Columbus to make room for Logan Allen to start game 2.
Right.
But he went 2 innings, so you lost a bullpen guy there.
Yeah.
Then you bring in Hunter Gaddis.
Ah.
Hunter goes a 1/3 of an inning, gives up a home run to somebody named Witt.
That wasn't very witty.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
And then in the 8th inning of a 1-run game, you bring in the starting pitcher that you brought up from Columbus as your extra man.
Jeff, come on,
and he goes 1 2/3. And he looked good. But so you brought a starting pitcher, and he only went 1 2/3 for you.
Yeah.
When he's stretched out, if you bring him in after Sandlin, maybe he eats up 4? And that gets you into the 6th. You save an arm or 2, maybe?
Well, you got 1 2/3.
If Barlow goes his 2 innings and does well, maybe you bring in Classe?
So what you're saying, they should have used the starter to start the game?
Or maybe as your first guy afterwards. And Andy, He only gave up four runs. So it's not like it didn't completely work. But, and if you were afraid of exposing Cantillo by having him pitch more than one time through the order, you know, let's assume he has three perfect innings. Would you not bring him back for a fourth? Let's say he has trouble and he gets knocked out in two. Well, that's what happened to Eli Morgan. He had trouble and got knocked out in two.
I have all the
Why
answers.
Didn't you take your chance with Cantillo? Maybe save a couple of bullpen arms because you used six pitchers in game one, got rid of one of them, sent him back to Columbus, Gillespie. And then you used five more pitchers in game two. Mm. You used 11 pitchers yesterday. And only one of them was a starting pitcher.
And you didn't use him as a starter.
Who you would assume would have been your starter, Logan Allen. Logan started game two.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Cantillo. Okay, never mind. Keep going. Sorry.
So in theory, let's throw Cantillo out, okay?
I wasn't going to throw him out.
You used nine bullpens arms yesterday.
Hang on a second.
Doesn't mean you can't come back and use one again today. But if you're talking about this bullpen being taxed like crazy and everything else, why did you go a bullpen game in game one of a doubleheader in a four-game series in 3 days? Against the team that's right behind you.
All right, let's ask the general manager.
I don't quite get that. Do you
just
get that?
Ask the general manager. Ready? Ready? Beep, 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 beep. Hey, Analytics Dan, help me. Beep, 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 beep. Why'd they do that?
Bite me.
Oh, come on. Brian Anderson tells us every time.
It almost kind of worked.
Brian Anderson tells us every Friday what's going on here. Come on. You want to be mad at Stephen Vogt? I don't know
I'm not mad at Stephen Vogt.
Because it sounds like this was entirely planned out, everything they were going to do, and it goes back to, are you watching the game or are you playing Strat-O-Mat? And that's kind of the way it felt yesterday.
Now, it almost kind of worked.
But it didn't.
Well, you gave up only four runs, okay? If you were going, and now here, you used Cantillo in the eighth. By God, he did a great job. He came in, he did a nice job. He didn't give up any hits.
Can someone explain to me why Bobby Witt got a pitch at all?
Well, he was leading off.
I don't care.
He was leading off the eighth inning in a tie game. You don't want to put the go-ahead run on base. Hello. And Hunter Gaddis has been terrific this year.
Sorry. You see him? First base. Goodbye. Set up a double play.
You can't walk the leadoff guy in an inning.
When the guy's name is Bobby Witt and he's killing everybody.
You just don't give him anything good to hit.
If you have a feel for the game and you're watching the game and you're seeing what's going on and you're like, oh, it's a tie game. Do we really want? Oh, here's another one. How about Bobby Witt doesn't get a chance to beat us? So if you don't want to put him on, every ball goes in the dirt.
Well, pitch around him.
Okay, well,
maybe throw him nothing but, pitches you don't think he can hit,
which is
hard to say for
a guy sitting. Hit him or put him on first base. Just throw one behind him or something. Throw him on first. Yeah. Why would you throw to this guy? I don't care if it's a tie game. I wouldn't care if the bases were low. You get it. First base.
The six pitchers almost.
It cost you the game yesterday.
The six pitchers almost worked. You lost, but you only gave up four runs. I don't want to hear today, well, your bullpen's really worked. I don't want to hear on Wednesday, if you have to use four or five guys today, well, your bullpen's really been taxed. And it worked with Cantillo because he did a nice job coming in the eighth. But if you were planning to not have him go three or four innings, Andy, or maybe even five, if he was going to be your second pitcher in the game or your third pitcher in the game, or if he was going to start, then why didn't you bring up a relief pitcher instead? If you're going to pitch a starter in relief, why didn't you call up a relief pitcher?
Jeff, it was decided before they even walked out on the field. I'm sure it was decided.
Well, but I don't care who. I'm not even talking about Stephen Vogt here.
I'm not either.
Why didn't the front office decide? I mean, it kind of worked.
There's no kind of. It didn't.
Well, they only gave up four runs.
They lost.
The problem is Hunter Gaddis gave up a home run and Eli Morgan gave up a home run. That's the problem. Okay? Those things happen sometimes.
Did they outsmart themselves yesterday?
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
I don't know. I think we'll find out today and tomorrow whether they outsmarted themselves yesterday. I'm just stunned you win a bullpen game in the opening game of a doubleheader. You know, maybe I'm a moron here, but you brought up a starting pitcher in a doubleheader as your extra guy and then didn't start him or didn't put him in a spot where he could go extended innings and save your bullpen. Does anybody think that yesterday? 216-474-0092. Love to hear from you. When you call those numbers, you'll hear from the guy back from vacation. It's Andrew Hody. Give me a giggity. Giggity. Thank you. Does the six-pitcher thing not get you at all?
But the bigger question is why would you start a doubleheader of a four-game series against a team that's breathing down your neck with a bullpen game?
That's my thought. I don't get that.
When you didn't have to, right? Do we agree that they didn't have to do that for game one yesterday?
No.
There was
no reason to.
For some reason, it works better in the nightcap than it does in the first game.
Andy, if you thought Cantillo was going to get shelled in the first or second, then why bring him up? And second of all, if you thought he was going to get shelled in the first or second and you're going to have to take him out, well, you did that anyway with Nick Sandlin because he only went one because he threw 22 pitches. So what difference does it make? Throw the left-handed starter out there, see if he can give you 5.
Can we go to Conspiracy Theory Corner for a minute?
Sure.
Beep, 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 beep. What does that have to
That's
do
the
with
computer.
Conspiracy theories?
Oh, there's computer. All kinds of conspiracy.
Yeah, computers are never involved in conspiracy theories. Oh,
okay. I wish I could do the old fax machine noise.
Give it, Dan. What?
Did Joey Cantillo come out of the bullpen yesterday because that's how they're going to use him in the playoffs?
They are not going to get to the playoffs if they keep doing this.
Thank you.
216-474-0092. Your call's next on Baskin and Phelps.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio. See ya.